Welcome to today's deep dive into the Laws of Life workbook. We are jumping right into week 10, day 3.
Yeah, and we're looking at Law 10, which is honestly a pretty heavy one.
Right, it really is. It's this core truth we have to confront, which is that when it comes to what you want and those you love, no one will ever care as much or work as hard as you.
Which, I mean, it sounds incredibly harsh on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
But biologically speaking, accepting that reality is exactly what wakes your brain up from just passively waiting around.
Exactly. And today is really about preparing you for the reflection work, you know, taking that abstract truth and wiring it in. As a psychology professor, I look at this and immediately think about learned helplessness, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
It's that psychological conditioning where we basically train ourselves to outsource our decisions. We just assume we lack the power to change our situation.
Right. We just wait around for a savior to step in.
Right. So, looking at the workbook quotes provided for today's exercise, Benjamin Spock's words just, they jumped right out at me as the perfect antidote to that. He says, trust yourself. You know more than you think you do.
That is a great one.
Yeah, it really is, because if you add that to your daily practice, it actively builds your personal self-efficacy. It basically signals to your psyche that, hey, you are the authority in the room.
It's funny, though, because taking on that ultimate authority seems like it would cause more stress, right?
You would think so, yeah.
But actually, taking on more weight decreases mental friction. And this connects perfectly to the quote I pulled from the workbook by Elbert Hubbard, which is, responsibility is the price of freedom.
I love that one.
Yeah, because as a neuroscientist, I'm always looking at cognitive dissonance.
Right.
When your everyday actions don't match your deeper belief that you should be in control, your brain creates this dissonance.
It's like an internal alarm going off.
Exactly. Think of cognitive dissonance as your brain's check engine light, and it's just flashing anxiety.
Wow.
But embracing responsibility physically shifts your neural activity away from that anxious dissonance and into the prefrontal cortex, which literally turns the light off.
That makes so much sense. But I feel like just internalizing someone else's words only gets us halfway there.
Right. You need your own anchors.
Exactly. Yeah. Which is the second part of today's task. So for my self-source quote, I chose Ralph Waldo Emerson. He said, nothing is at last sacred but the integrity of your own mind.
Oh, that is powerful.
It is. But I do have a bit of psychological pushback here. We talk about the integrity of the mind, but then we let modern distractions, you know, notifications, outrage cycles, external opinions, we let them breach that integrity constantly.
Oh, absolutely. Every single day.
So I get the theory, but how does just reading a quote actually stop you from surrendering control to a smartphone buzz?
Well, because of what we are actually doing when we process those external intrusions.
Yeah.
And this is exactly why I self-sourced Eleanor Roosevelt for my second quote.
Oh, what did she say?
She said, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent.
Ah, bringing consent into it.
Right, because in neuroscience, consent is a literal physical mechanism. A distraction or an insult hits, and your amygdala spots a threat and just fires off an emotion.
And then we just react.
Exactly. Giving consent basically means your prefrontal cortex failed to step in and apply the brakes. So these quotes, when you use them properly, they act as a primer for those neural brakes.
Okay, that makes sense for reinforcing Law 10's mental cards, like assuming you must carry the load if it matters to you.
Yes.
But if you're just staring at a piece of paper three times a day, reading these quotes alongside your code rewrites, isn't that a little passive for such a massive internal shift? How is that physically changing my brain?
Well, it's not passive because of the specific way the workbook asks you to engage. You aren't just reading them.
Right, you have to write them down.
Yeah, you are instructed to physically write or type these quotes into your daily practice page. And when you physically write, your brain has to coordinate your eyes, your hand, and your memory all at once.
So it's heavy lifting for the brain.
Exactly. That heavy lifting forces neural plasticity. You aren't just thinking about the quote. You are literally wiring it into your nervous system through motor cognition.
Wow. So you are etching a whole new operating system into your physical brain structure.
You really are.
So for you listening, when you sit down today, you are not just doing homework. You are selecting your mental anchors. Pick one quote from the workbook chapter. Find one quote of your own and physically write them down on your daily practice page.
And this expands your daily practice stack. So three times a day, you will now review your two chosen quotes, your three distill points, and your three mental code rewrites.
Awesome. And this sets you up perfectly for tomorrow. On day 4, we finally unlock the chapter formula, the unload method.
Yes, which gives you the exact tactical framework to carry more than your share out in the real world.
It moves that new operating system from internal reflection into external action.
It's going to be great.
It really is. So, as you physically write those words today, ask yourself this. If cognitive dissonance is your brain's check engine light, how is your daily practice actively repairing the engine?